This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, if you've listened to our show very much, you know that old Luke here absolutely loves catching catfish. I was raised catching catfish. I had one of the most fun trips just recently down at Lake Fork with my buddy Stubby Stubblefield. Now, Stubby, if you've ever fished for catfish at Lake Fork, you've seen Stubby's catfish bait. Stubby and I have been friends a couple of years, maybe three, but I fished with him several times, and we always catch a lot of fish. But don't remember having more fun or catching more fish than we had on our recent trip. And guess who's with us, Mr. Stubby. Stubby, thank you, man, for being with us today.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we had a hoot out there today catching them catfish. It was probably one of the funnest times I've had in a long time. We laughed till our guts hurt out there.
We did. We've got some of the same talents, you know. But we had Jerry Miller, who I bet a lot of our listeners know. Jerry is now retired, the mayor of Yanis, you know. Jerry was with us, and he's a great friend. And Chuck Roy, who's the editor of the Chronicle, you know, which is a great newspaper. But all of us are about the same age, give or take a few months. And I figured I did a magazine article and I wrote about it. And we're almost got a total of 300 years between the four of us of experiences. And some of them are just downright comical. But I guess we should keep it on fishing. We're talking about fishing right now. Stubby, you had actually we only fished two spots and caught limits. Yeah. Caught limits right there, you know. And you've been baiting, chumming with the range cubes is key, really, to concentrating those channel catfish down there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's you know, I concentrate on them if I'm guiding quite a bit or got two or three trips a week, which I don't guide like I used to. I've backed off, but I'll go out and bait. Like I knew you guys was coming, I'll bait a day or two ahead. And then the day we go out, I take range groups, which I forgot today. But
Didn't make a bit of difference.
We had Stubby's catfish bait. We did good.
Yep.
I'll bait quite a bit with the bait. I'll bucket a 5-gallon bucket out in two or three holes. And just keep back, you know, two or three days in a row, and then you can usually go back and catch a limit pretty easy.
And it was easy for us too. Stubby, any tips on depths and things to somebody coming to Fork, you know, for catfish? Any tips about, you know, type of structure, you know, depths of water?
Well, mainly what I concentrate on is the creek channels, or where two creeks meet or break away from each other. Or little rises, you know, anything different, a hump. You know, you can be out there in 35 foot of water and then start driving your boat looking at your graph, and all of a sudden you look down and you're going uphill, and it peaks out on top up there at 30 or 28 foot, 29 foot, and then drops off. Well, right there on top of that is a perfect place to bait because they'll come out of that deep water up there. Right now I'm concentrating anywhere from 27 foot to is two of my holes are in 27 foot, and I've got two others that are in 21 foot. And we caught fish on both those today, but I've had friends, some other friends right now, they're catching fish all the way up to 33 feet. But mainly I'm concentrating on 27 is where my big thing is right now.
Well, like you say, both of those depths, about 21 I think was one of them, and in the deeper water, both of them were holding fish. And you know, I've been an old outdoor writer so long that honestly I look at little subtle things that some people might not even think about, but through what I've done so long, I do. And what I've known, you know, you didn't rebait. Those fish, of course, they probably had eaten most of the range cubes from a day before, but you didn't have the range cubes. Made absolutely no difference. I remember you making the statement that if you had thrown the range cubes in the water, made that disturbance, you know, that might have turned them on a little bit. But, I mean, it was steady action as it was. So that's telling me something that, you know, once you bait a spot pretty regularly, I mean, there's going to be some catfish there, right? I mean, we proved that.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I've been baiting these spots for 2 years. But, you know, if somebody new out there and stuff is listening to the show, they'll find them a good spot, you know, on a little ridge or, like I said, a ditch somewhere, just something different, and go out that night and throw out a 5-gallon bucket of range cubes and, you know, don't pour them in one spot. Just kind of spread them out is what I do. And then go back the next day and do it, and a couple of days later do it again. Well, before you know it, you know, that third day or so, you can go out there and limit out on catfish, you know, in an hour.
Right.
I mean, as fast as you can drop your bait down there, they're going to bite it. Them concentrate, these catfish in this lake here and a lot of other lakes, they concentrate on that food. And if you get feeding them, they will come.
Exactly. Well, let's look at it like this. Say someone's down for the weekend, and they don't have the convenience of keeping a spot baited for days or forever, you know, like all the time. Just say say you just pulled your boat down to Fork and you never even fished it, but you know a lot about catfish. As far as finding these type places that you described, baiting them out, baiting out two or three of them, and then just kind of come back and make a circle, you will catch fish at a lake like Fork doing just that. Maybe not the frantic action that we enjoyed, you know, but you don't have to have it baited for, you know, days to catch them, do you?
No, yeah, if you come down for the weekend, say you drive down here for on a Friday night, go out that evening, spread a few cubes around, next morning before what you do is what I do is usually I'll bait a spot, I got everything in a row, and I'll bait a hole and bait a hole and bait a hole, then I'll go back to the first one I baited and start fishing there, and then if they stop, most of the time you got enough fish, they'll stay there, but if you don't, then you move to your next spot, and then move to the next spot. So you bait two or three spots, you know, within a 100-foot area, and if they're not at one spot, they'll be at another. And you can catch limits of fish on Fork. Fork is just full of channel cat. It's just, I've never seen anything like it. I've been to a lot of lakes, but Fork is just, you know, it's just, I can't even describe it.
It's
you know,
as good
one
as
one right
is.
After another. It's just yeah. Some of the best catfish in the country.
It is. And you like a number six, I guess, mostly you fish with a number six treble, right?
No, number four.
Four, okay.
Number fours are what we use.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit bigger. And I actually like a number four, big, a little bit bigger, because number six, a lot of times they will, you know, they'll suck that down. And it seems like you can hook more of them in the lip with a little bit bigger treble hook, right?
Yeah, and the reason I use a six is because of my bait.
Uh-huh.
It's thicker and bigger than your punch baits.
Well, yeah.
And your punch baits, that's why a lot of people are using the sixes.
Exactly.
But I like the fours, and you know, it seems like it stays on better on the fours.
Yep, and a good stout hook, and I noticed you were talking about a lot of times you'll cut off one of the trebles, one of the hooks, don't you?
Yeah, if I'm out there pleasure fishing for myself, I'll cut one of them number fours off, you know, and leave just two hooks there, and it makes it a lot easier for me to get them out of their mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and that it just makes it a more easier day for me when I'm out there just fun fishing is what I call it.
Exactly. Yep. Well, the area of the lake, and I know a lot of folks are listening thinking, old Luke and Stubby and Associates went out there and Stubby catches them all the time. I want to go get me some, you know. We'll leave a contact for you where people can contact you and learn more about, you know, what Stubby's doing. But areas of the lake, it's depths and bottom contour that you're really looking for. I don't think that one particular area is key to, you know, like during a white bass run or something like that. It's not like that really with catfish, I don't think, is it?
No, you can go over by the Minnebucket, or you can go over here by Lake Fork Marina. I mean, almost anywhere on this lake has got, you know, all I got to do is look at the map, and they don't even really need graphs. They're, you know, all I'm going to do is they got a map they can look at and see where a creek comes into whichever little pocket, and just go out there and, you know, bait up a hole, and they're going to catch them. Mainly, you know, as I leave a lot of people, I've got people call me. I don't mind if people call me asking what depth I'm fishing at or anything like that. They call me all the time. They don't fish with me, but they'll call for information. I'm glad to give it. But it's, you know, they can go anywhere in any of these big coves back in at Wolf, Dale, Birch, Glade, anywhere back in those over there and bait up holes and, no, you're going to catch them.
You'll be in the action. Well, Stubby, let's do this. Let's leave any contact information you want to. I think most people that fish down at Fork already know about you, but there'll be some listening that maybe they don't. How would they learn more about, what you do down there?
Well, they can just give me a call at 817-366-5492.
Well, the next,
and I'll be glad to talk to them. If they're coming down for the weekend, I'll be glad to tell them where they can go catch them.
Well, I can guarantee you they better get the grease hot. I know more than got home, and I had a bunch of fillets. Of course, you had them all rigged up for everybody to take back, but I've got a little building out there where I keep my freezer and keep my freezer bags and everything like that out there to freeze the fish. Well, I started looking at those fillets, Stubby, and I said, looked over there in an old cast iron skillet I've got some cooking oil right out there, and I've got cornmeal and flour at my little cooking shack, I call it. I cooked some as soon as I got home. My wife stuck her head out the door and said, "Oh, you made it back?" And I said, "I'll be in just a minute."
You couldn't stand it.
I couldn't take it, man. Well, thanks for a great time. I know that that Jerry and Chuck, they had a ball with you. And maybe sometime here we'll get back out there and do it again. You just keep on hammering them, okay?
I'll keep on baiting them and keeping them on around where if you guys decide to come back, we can go back and catch them. That was, like I said, some of the funnest day I've had in a long time. And
me too.
I wouldn't mind doing it again.
I think a lot of it is getting four old boys with a lot of life experiences at about age 68, give or take a month or two. Get them all together and get them in a boat, get them in with a lot of catfish action. If we don't have fun, something's wrong, right?
Yeah, it's just totally wrong. I mean, you got, like I said, a lot of years there that go, and all of us have had different experiences in life, and it's just, it's just a great thing, and to sit out there and four of us joke and catch catfish and laugh at each other and tell jokes and stuff, that's what fishing's all about.
You nailed it, bud.
That and the youngsters, having the youngsters out and fooling with them.
You nailed it. Well, we'll see you soon, Stubby. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You betcha. Thank you.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my Catfish Bubblegum No Stink Catfish Bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.